Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. Not a moment to waste. Two of my all-time favorites, Scott Jennings, later in the show. But kicking it off, the one and only Bill O'Reilly, fresh off 9/11 in the box with President Trump at Yankee Stadium. But today is a perfect day to have Bill O'Reilly on. He probably, you know, he does so many interviews, so much of his own stuff. I'll never forget Constitution Day. O'Reilly, when the left was tearing down statues, what he said the real target was. And, of course, the author of Confronting Evil, Assessing the Worst of the Worst. Let's go to Bill O'Reilly. Bill, happy Constitution Day. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Liberty Bell, still in Philly, and we are happy about that.
Well, absolutely. Bill, many years ago, it seems like a lot, you were on, I think it was a book, something else, and we were talking about the statues coming down, the attack. And I'm not going to make a brief for some of these Southern generals, but, you know, what happened in Charlottesville, Trump didn't say anything out of line. And you dismissed that and said the left's real argument is here, why they're doing this. They want to go after the Constitution. On Constitution Day, it restrains them in ways that stop having mob action.
Well, look, the evolution of any country is complicated. And the mindset of the founding fathers was we have to protect the American people from tyrants. And the tyrants are not just foreign. That you can have a tyrant in the country itself. And therefore, we're going to set up a system of check and balances to make it very difficult for a leader or a movement to abuse the people. We want to give the people the maximum amount of freedom that we can give them. That's the Second Amendment, you know, the arms and all that. You can protect yourself. And we want to have three distinct branches of government so that one can't override the other and that it has to balance itself out. And I think it worked great. I still yep. think it works great.
Yep.
But we do have now a movement in a country that wants to change all this, the progressive movement.
Yes. Bill, let's go back to last Thursday. You get the invite from the president. You know, you've been at huge events before. I'm sure it's a bit inconvenient to go to Yankee Stadium, but it is 9/11. Your president, I think I saw this on Twitter, calls, and whoever the president is, Bill O'Reilly, is going to answer the call. And the thing that I went on in that box that was a key to me is what you said about President Trump and maybe Trump getting it in the way that I do, and you certainly do. You wrote about Putin as one of the worst of the worst. What indicator do you have from the president that he sees that?
Well, I can't really tell you specifically, but I know, obviously, that there are strategies going on to negate what Putin is doing. And it has to happen because one of the things that President Trump's aware of is the perception of American power. So you cannot allow a guy like Putin to lob missiles into Poland to provoke NATO without a response. The problem with Putin is that he is so unstable, so dangerous, armed and dangerous with nuclear weapons, that you've got to go about it in a very methodical way, and you've got to get him in a position where he is weakened. And you can do that through sanctions, economic sanctions, but they have to be draconian. The other way you can do it is to ally nations like China and India and say, look, do you really want World War III? Is this what you want, this huge situation that would disrupt the entire world, including your economies? Because that's what this guy is trying to do. He's trying to upset the balance of power in the world, which has existed since 1945. And he wants to reimpose the Soviet Union by force. Is that what you want? Mm-hmm. President Xi, is that what you want? Prime Minister Modi? You know, and I think those discussions are underway.
Bill, the other item, Charlie Kirk and President Trump. What are your thoughts? And again, Evil, your book, Confronting Evil, is right on time. And I think it's pretty clear to me, whatever ABC seems to think, with that correspondent talking about this guy's romantic side, this is evil.
Oh, that was terrible. I don't, you know, look, the guy's an evil guy. There's no doubt about it. And he spread evil to his own family. Imagine them. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And then the family, of course, of Charlie Kirk. So you have a position now where the network news, the five corporations that are allied against Donald Trump and the conservative movement, don't know what to do. And their indoctrination is so severe that you'll get a correspondent, totally inappropriate, trying to engender some sympathy for this assassin. I mean, if you just step back and look at it, it's insane. So I'm in a position now where, you know, people are reading the book, Confronting Evil. I've got a lot of media opportunities, and I'm just almost flabbergasted because I worked at ABC under Peter Jennings. This
I know you
never
did.
Happened.
I know that you did. Absolutely.
Could have never happened. There doesn't seem to be any editors or anybody in place that would bring any sense of decorum. That's the word, decorum. Say to the corresponding, what are you doing? This is not the story. It's not part of the story. It has nothing to do with the story. The story is that this guy allegedly assassinated an innocent man, devastating his family and the country. That's the story. Not some text he wrote his partner or whatever you want to call a person. I mean, it's really shocking.
It is. It's probably the most shocking, the day is young, Bill, that we've seen from the other side on this. Now, when you're doing the media tour, and I'm glad to hear that people are picking up on this with you, is there any challenge to any of these? Like, Putin? Does anybody challenge? I mean, some of these people on the, I don't know if I call them a conservative side, they think the credential. I saw it on Twitter, too, after we saw the 9/11 thing and you were trending on Twitter saying, well, I love Bill O'Reilly, but why doesn't he understand this about Putin? What's the hate he has for Putin? I'm thinking, what's the hate he has for Putin? My God.
Yeah, he's only slaughtering hundreds of thousands of civilians in Ukraine.
Right.
So you're always going to get people like this. I mean, what are you going to do? There are people who just live in a world that doesn't exist. They make up the world. They think Putin is okay or whatever it is. I don't even take them seriously anymore. What I do take seriously is the corporate media, which has an amazing amount of power, using that power in a way that is not constructive to the nation. And that's where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, Randy Weingarten now starting to do interviews. I've interviewed her three times. She's really a provocative guest. But in the middle of this, dedicating her union and the public schools to fighting fascism, translation, fighting Trump.
Look, if anybody is still in the zone of Trump's a fascist, he's a Nazi, he's Hitler, that is just like the delusional coverage that ABC correspondent brought to the Charlie Kirk story. I was at an event a few weeks ago where Carl Bernstein said we live in a police state. He was on stage. He goes, well, we live in a police state. I'm sitting there going, if that were true, you wouldn't be on a stage saying we live in a police state.
Exactly.
The police state would have negated you a long time ago. But this kind of foolishness, and that's what it is, just foolish thinking. You know, I think we have to rise above it now, Dom. And we have to get to the true danger to the country, which is evil. That's the true danger.
Absolutely. I remember the last time you were here. That's what you identified. Bill, for people who haven't heard you on this book, give me another figure in here that really interested you and the people working with you when you researched them, something you found. Putin is the first page I turned to, obviously. But who else really intrigued you in this?
Well, the drug cartels are killing millions of people all over the world. And we spotlight two of the guys that headed this up. And they make billions of dollars. They don't have to keep doing it, but they do keep doing it. Why? You can't spend the money. You got billions of dollars off the deaths of millions of people all over the world and enslavement and destruction and everything like that, and you continue to do it. And then the Mexican government, the Venezuelan government, other countries allow you to do it. And, you know, we have people saying, oh, no, the United States shouldn't be blowing Venezuelan boats out of the water. Are you kidding? I mean, what's the difference between ISIS, where we, you know, knock them out as designated terrorists who are killing people, but not on the scale of the cartels?
Bill,
the cartels are way, way more dangerous than ISIS.
Bill, on this Twitter thing, I saw in there, too, maybe it was a subtext to this, you, when you were in China, and that was quite a visit, talking to the Chinese government about fentanyl. What's the reaction when you say that's not going to fly? At some point, Trump is going to push back hard on that.
The Chinese never tell you what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversation was, if you want President Trump to visit Beijing, which I believe he will do, if you want that, you're going to have to give him something. And the easiest thing to give them is to get out of the fentanyl business. And then one of the Politburo said to me, well, we're not in that. We just make the precursors. And this was really the only time that was, you know, confrontation. I looked at him. I said, do you need to do that? The Chinese government need to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Silence. Because they don't need to do it. They don't need to be in that business. And if you got out of the business, that makes it any negotiation on trade, on Putin, on other things, a lot easier. Those are the points I was trying to make to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, confronting evil, assessing the worst of the worst, couldn't be more timely. And it seems every day it's like something you can add more chapters to, but you really have identified a few that are outside the box that we don't routinely think about.
Well, my job as a journalist slash historian is to alert Americans to what is actually happening in the country. And if you look at the pattern of the book, all of these horrible people were enabled by their subjects. The German people gave Hitler the power. The Persian people gave the Ayatollah the power. The Russian people, the China people. I mean, Mao Zedong killed 20 million Chinese of his own people. He starved them to death. You go to Beijing, there's Mao's picture.
Mm-hmm.
What if an American had killed 20 million? you think his picture would be everywhere?
No, absolutely not. Where's the best place to get the book? BillO'Reilly.com, bookstores, Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, if you become a premium or concierge mm-hmm. member on BillO'Reilly.com, you get it free, which is an excellent deal. But it's everywhere. We sold 75,000 copies in the first 6 days.
That is record territory. Bill, thank you. Congratulations again. Very timely book.
I appreciate you having me back, Dom. Thank you.
All right, Bill O'Reilly here to kick off the show on Talk Radio 1210. Now, last night, and Henry, thank you. This is an extensive list today, so it's like I don't know which one is my favorite piece of sound to go to.
Seriously.
But I am looking for, because I wanted to make a point here, and maybe I told you this too. Scott Jennings last night was billed as being, he's on the show today at 1:15, as the angry Scott. And he got angry at an exchanger coming off Montel Williams. You know which one that is?
I believe it's 31.
Yeah, 31. That's right. So Montel surfaces. I have a Montel story, which I'll tell you in a moment.
Ooh,
I don't think you've heard yet. Montel surfaces. I'm going, Rogo says, who is that? I said, that's Montel Williams. She couldn't believe it. I mean, he used to have that military bearing. He was one of the three biggest hosts, daytime TV, imaginable.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like, because I was on the Jerry Springer show. I didn't get into a brawl or anything, but I'll explain in a moment.
Oh, boy.
So here is Montel, you know, setting this up, and Scott Jennings venting his anger last night, and he is angry. He was a friend of Charlie Kirk, among other things. Here's how it sounded.
Can we, for 1 second, understand that as we continue, Scott just got all angry, got real mad. Face it, Scott, be this. Why can't we have a discussion about how long is it going to take for us to figure out a way to come back together?
Just to be clear,
I am angry.
Can we just let him finish?
I am angry.
Scott?
No, we can't let him finish.
I'll let you talk in just a second. Go ahead.
Could we spend as much time figuring out how we bridge this and come back together again? You know, I used to have a note on my producer's desk when I did my show that was said, we don't belabor what happens. We try to figure out why it happens and come up with solutions. Right now, all we're doing is belaboring what happened over and over and over and over again. We're not going to sit down and try to figure out how do we stop it. If we want to
go after left-wing terrorists.
That's a woman
that's
I'm trying to get
exactly
on.
That's exactly the Brianna. Conversation we're having is we're acknowledging there's a problem.
So anybody who disagrees with you is a left-wing terrorist.
Absolutely not. But if they target a conservative and murder him in brutal fashion, he's probably a left-wing terrorist.
Let me answer your question.
Yes, that person is a murderer.
You said,
we can all acknowledge that.
You said I am angry. And I'm just I am channeling the emotions of millions of conservatives.
Exactly.
Who are angry. They knew Charlie. They loved Charlie. They viewed Charlie as a mainstream conservative Republican voice who talked about issues that millions of Americans believe. He also talked about his faith. And he did it by going to college campuses, which are not normally hospitable to conservatives, and offering his opponents a microphone to have what we always say.
In support of what? In support of what?
Civil discourse.
Not only that, but support of the First Amendment.
And guess what?
He made sure that people had an opportunity to stand in a room and talk.
He was murdered trying to do what we always say. Why don't we talk to each other? So, yes, there is. It's not even been a week. So you're going to have to give us a little grace on being angry about somebody who did what you always say that we should do. Let's talk.
We didn't
and
get
he got
much
killed.
Grace over
and he got
more
killed.
Than a week's grace over so, two Michigan elected officials who were murdered.
Here we go again.
Was it 3 weeks before we decided to say that there was something wrong with Speaker Pelosi's husband being hit in the head with a hammer?
Pelosi husband.
By
all right, the playbook.
I mean, it was terrible that that happened. This is not the same kind of case.
All right, that's the point. Scott will be here at 1:15 today, and I've, you know, behind the scenes talking with him. He, Yeah, he's channeling real anger. And usually you don't see that. Yeah.
Well, I've heard that argument a few times now. Like, obviously, we have a lot of clips today, so I've seen a lot of clips. It seems that everyone's argument is, well, what about the, you know, the two Minnesota lawmakers that were murdered?
And
I don't hear anyone addressing them by their names. I would love I would love for someone on one of these panels or discussion to be like, and what are their names? Tell me their names. Montel, what's their names again?
Yeah, well,
they're not from Michigan, Montel. Minnesota.
Ted Cruz broke that down with Caitlin on the CNN about that, and it's a mix. It's not direct like this is. It's horrific. Give him the death penalty, but this is a political case. With Montel, I got invited there several times. The one time I went, it was about school shootings.
Oh boy.
And they had this psychologist, and I'm standing up, she's standing up. I don't know how it got into this pitch thing. On set, as the show's going on, she walks out, slams doors, and all you can hear all these doors resounding, and I'm just standing there continuing to talk. Jeanine Pirro was on with me, and they take 4 hours to prep as far as makeup and hair and all. I'm
of
out
course,
there in five
yeah.
minutes. Jeanine was in there. That's all I'm saying. I saw it going on for, it was like a whole day. I was on for like 4 minutes. And that's at the height of it when it was really, I don't know, it was like Springer, but this woman got nuts. But because I was talking about some of the things I saw in schools that allowed school shooters to get in. Too many doors. That set her off.
And she walked out right through one.
Oh, she started hollering and walked out right through one. Yes. All right, let me give you the side question. Coming up, we'll play you the stylings of the great man, Larry Krasner. And it's easy to blame Krasner, violating the number one rule here. We're going to continue to say fascist and Hitler and all. Of course we are. It's the ministers. It's these ministers who allow him to use the church as a sanctuary, like we're in medieval times. They're the Praetorian Guard. And if we got him on, I would ask, how much money do you get from the DA's office? Also, a friend of ours, Val from Delaware County, raises the issue of what has the Archdiocese of Philadelphia said about Charlie Kirk? I can't find anything. A lot of people on Twitter are appalled that their mass this past Sunday, that there wasn't anything said. You can tell me. I know that, at least I see it online, that St. Catherine of Siena, I believe it's tonight, at least when I looked on the Facebook, when I was Googling this stuff, is holding a vigil. But what has the Archdiocese of Philadelphia actually said about what happened here? All right, 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. or over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, time to your Dano show, 855-839-1210. So I told you this one vigil tonight in the Northeast, St. Catherine of Siena, that I'm aware of, but I haven't seen, you know, I haven't seen colleges, which were where all this happened, where the main action was, put out statements about this. Everybody in that position should be doing that. All right. Krasner, first let me give you the side question, then Krasner. So coming back from Charleston, South Carolina, we were talking about, side question, things associated with the Carolinas, thought that might be a little too limited. Maybe it would work, but definitely things associated with the South. And I have a few to take off today. So anything, person, place, thing, whatever, that comes to mind a little bit outside the box. Civil War will take off. And I have to say, experiencing it myself, you know, I'm not saying every single person, but it is more polite. A lot more sirs. A lot more of that stuff. A lot of y'alls. Mm-hmm. Constant y'all. This one woman who was the tour guide for the carriage ride, by my count, and Ro made me stop, said you all 34 times. And she said, that's it. I don't want to hear any more counts. So I lost my count. It could have been 60. And was a natural expression, unlike Josh Shapiro, who has to, he's from the...
Draw it up.
Yeah, he's from the hills of Abington. And I'll take the despicable grits off. Food is a big deal there. The food is different. And it's, in my view, substandard versus Philadelphia restaurants. Not as good. Not nearly as good. How about yours, Henry?
Yeah, so mine was kind of tie in with the manners thing here. So the other half of my answer here, it'd be college football. Obviously, SEC does it bigger than everyone down there. They do it better than everyone for the most part. And what I saw this weekend was kind of a clash between the politeness and the manners versus the craziness of college football.
Okay.
Because I was at the Link this weekend to watch Temple take on the Oklahoma Sooners. And I talked to some of the Oklahoma fans and be like, are you really an Oklahoma fan? Are you from Oklahoma? And they'd be like, yes, I am. I'm like, why'd you make the pilgrimage here? He's like, how often is Oklahoma going to play in Philadelphia? And they couldn't be nicer. That's the same reason why we're here. How many times is Temple going to play Oklahoma? So, they couldn't be nicer people. However, what a bunch of crybabies when it comes to the football game.
Yeah.
Temple couldn't get a first down without their entire fan base, whining and crying like, that's a flag, that's a penalty. What are you doing? What are you looking at, ref? And I'm like, it's 35-3 and it's not even halftime. Give them a break. Let them get a first down without you guys getting all riled up. I couldn't take it. They were driving me crazy there.
All right, SEC politeness and mixed in.
Yeah, mixed
trip.
In.
Okay, Kirk, do you have one?
I would say the hospitality too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would
agree. Doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's part of the pace, politeness, manners, and the hospitality.
I love the saying. Bless your heart can mean one of two things. It could be good. Or
bless your heart.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Definitely. No. And hospitality. I would agree with all those. So hit us with something maybe a little bit offbeat. Doesn't have to be positive. Could be negative. That's fine. That's the side question. All right. Now, it's easy to go after Larry Krasner. He is top of the line when it comes to insufferable. He is beyond arrogant. He is a menace up and down the line when it comes to public safety and everything else. So in the middle of all this with Charlie Kirk, even the Inquirer and others sort of agree with me. And we just talked to O'Reilly. Can we knock it off with calling people fascist, Hitler, Nazis? Because if you do that, then of course, taking out fascist, Hitler, Nazis, more people are going to see it that way. Versus you might even say this person's despicable or something like that. The Hitler stuff, though. Why is it never Stalin, too? Well, we talked about that. So Krasner's at another church last night. He's at one tonight. I hope to go tomorrow night in person. And two things happen. One, he gets into it, not just Trump and the National Guard coming, but all these MAGA people, all of them are supporting this, are Nazis. They have this sort of appeal. When asked about that, he launches on the fact that all of his uncles apparently lost their lives, the Holocaust, and he's not going to let a bunch of Nazis start here again. He tells NBC 10 that. This is in the middle of all these lectures by all these Philadelphia Inquirers and Krasner supporters and every left wing. He has the mob, and he's got the ministers. And the ministers are key. These are the people that lecture us. We played you that guy yesterday. You know, I'm not going to say anything nice about Charlie Kirk, the minister in D.C., I think it was. And yet they turned their church over willingly to be a forum to attack people who they differ with politically as Nazis in the person of Larry Krasner. They love Krasner, and he knows how to take care of the ministers. Whenever he's in trouble, the Praetorian Guard, you'll see them there at the church with him. Remember when he was in trouble that Michael Nutter went after him, Ed Rendell, the former DA, because he said there wasn't much violence in Philadelphia, made national news? Where does he end up? With a parade of the African-American clergy of Philadelphia in front of him. That's exactly what he does each and every time. So they're aiding and abetting. Here's what he said in the middle of all this at the church. Now, I don't think this guy should have interrupted him if there were questions being taken at the town hall and he got into it with Krasner, but I'm not sure if this was a time when they were allowing that. The guy's upset. He's from South Philly. He's a Kirk supporter. That this whole gang there is calling Kirk a racist and a misogynist, you know, the whole thing. Here's how it sounded.
This is a conversation. It is a conversation with you. This is called crowdsourcing. Nothing that we're going to say here is us talking down to you. Everything that we are here to say is that we need you to lead an effort to resist an effort to overthrow the government of the United States, to roll tanks in major U.S. cities, to make it feel normal. So when they really want to roll tanks, shut down elections, and lock up people because of their background or their skin color or their gender, whatever it may be, they can. It all kind of keeps just coming back to the same thing, doesn't it? You know, the fundamental premise of the United States is supposed to be that all people are created equal. It's a deep belief in equality. These people don't believe in equality at all. They don't believe in equality of votes. They don't believe in racial equality. They don't believe in gender equality. They're absolutely just as hateful towards women as they are on the issue of race. These are people who agree with Adolf Hitler when he said that equality is a, quote, degenerate notion, unquote.
Stop holding the fact. That's why Tony Kirk died. You're demonizing him. That's a disgrace.
Prediction, I'll be on with Caitlin Collins tonight. I don't know that yet, but she loved it, even though she's in England. So he's asked about it by, I believe, an NBC 10 reporter. This is Cut 29, about evoking Nazis and Hitler for vast numbers of people. Remember the context that we're constantly lectured to, like the ABC guy telling us how brilliant the assassin was and how romantic, how touching it is with the boyfriend. Here's Krasner when NBC 10 asked him, is that appropriate?
My thought is that there are literally hundreds of people in this church who came here to share information, to ask questions, to share ideas, who are behaving civilly.
civilly, engaging in civil discourse.
DA Krasner has noted homicides in the city may reach its lowest level in 50 years. The purpose of the town hall Tuesday was to hear from the public. A question was raised whether it was necessary to compare the MAGA movement to fascists.
100% necessary. My father 100%. Volunteered and served in World War II. Half of my family tree is gone. And it's gone because of Nazis, and it's gone because of fascists. All of my uncles, all of them, served in World War II. They didn't all come back. It is absolutely necessary to recognize the times we are in, to not be appeasers.
Okay, we just want to get, don't we just want to get the scorecard right from the Philadelphia Inquirer, our moral betters sitting over there at the ivory towers? We just want to get it right. So Krasner is not going to be an appeaser. He's able to say Hitler draw all this stuff, which results or helps to result in things like Kirk killed at the age of 31. And then we're told, can't we see both sides? Can't we tone the rhetoric down? He's gone Hitler around the clock. He is the top of the line when it comes to the most toxic public figures that we've ever seen here in Philadelphia. And he continues to be emboldened. And if he's not beaten this time around, there'll be more to come. I mean, I happen to think on his wish list is to get Mumia out of jail under the pretext of health and things of that nature. All right, phone lines. Get in on the side question. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hit us with something Southern. You know, living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. Now, this is Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart. Apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Now, that's a tremendous deal. Reach them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com. Do it today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments,
They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, coming to your call, something about the South, some association. You know how it goes. Side question today. Real good one, I think. Just back from the South, even though it didn't feel overly, it still didn't feel like Mississippi, something like that, the one time I was there. But a lot of the same things. I'm holding back several here. I'll let you have a shot at them. Now, here's Randy Weingart. I got to say, used to be with authors, they would send books they begged to be on. It's not just Weingarten. Henry and I are on a scavenger hunt, trying to find even who is it that is repping the Randy Weingarten book. So she surfaces now with the town hall yesterday, and then this interview with another Dominic. He doesn't have a K in his name.
Ugh.
At least she calls him Dominic. And they're talking about, in the middle of all this, you're going to teach Americans' kids about fascism. And she talks about, as a former school teacher, she knows fascism, and she's going to get it said why America, she brings up generals saying that Trump is a fascist. Now think about it. All in the middle of this, Krasner and now Weingarten, both telling us the things that they're still going to go say and insult people with, and then lecture, why can't we tone down the rhetoric here. Here's what she said.
Recognizable to me.
I am raising my daughters, or raised, they're 17 and 20, one's in college now, in the same district that Randy grew up in. And we've been in communication about how much it's changed. And you've been shocked to see that change in such a short period of time since growing up here yourself. But that's where, so when, just getting to the book, I think it helps to define fascism as well as we can. And man, I had no idea about some of the history that you talk about in the book, specifically with Norway's teachers and fascism. American fascism isn't the same as German fascism or as even Italian fascism at the same time. I think it's important to have some discernment there, obviously, but make no mistake, that is a pretty good definition of where we're at according to fascism experts. How do you define what we are seeing in America in 2025 as fascism?
Well, let me... part of what I wanted to do, and look, Rachel Maddow did this as well. I thought she did this brilliantly in her books, talking about the story of American fascism in the 30s, in the 30s and 40s in particular, Prequel and her other books. But what I try to do in terms of the definition of fascism is I watched at the end of the November 2024 elections, how when two generals created a warning sign about their experiences with then President Trump and Trump won and used the term fascism, there was a blowback on the generals. And part of that blowback was that people don't understand the term. And so what I wanted to do is, as a school teacher, is describe fascistic behavior. And I'm trying to use the exercise of critical thinking. So basically people then apply the term as opposed to whether or not I'm going to label somebody this way. Because if I labeled somebody this way, the whole conversation is going to be, is she right? Is she wrong? As opposed to understanding the behaviors. So let me talk about the behaviors. That's why, let me dwell on this and answer your question this way, Pete.
Yeah, please.
The behaviors of fascistic behavior starts with what we see very much politically, even in our country, an us versus them. But it gets much, much, much worse because it creates a rage. The strong man creates a rage and an anger and a cultural anger. And it doesn't just say that the us is better. It demonizes the them to such a point, dehumanizes, makes the them into a speck that justifies the violence against the them. So the example I often use is not the concentration camps in terms of Germany, in terms of Nazism. The example I often use, not in the book, but I've been using, is think about Austria after the German takeover, after the Nazi takeover, and what they did to the Jews. They had Jews on their hands and knees washing streets in their best clothes.
Okay, Henry, to be continued. Okay. Because I wanted to make a big point here. She said she wasn't going to name names. Then she talked about, in this country, the strong man. You know who the strong man is. Now, think about it. Demonizing so that you can dehumanizing their respect so that you can kill them. Who was just dehumanized and killed in front of shocked children and other spectators? Charlie Kirk. And the guy, look, he's on their side. I get it, right? He gets a big interview. He's got Randy Weingarten on, one of the first with the book. He doesn't jump in and say, all right, strong man. So there's one strong man in America you're talking about. You're talking about it here. It's Trump. Cut to the chase. That's what you're talking about. But Trump was the one that was shot at twice. Charlie Kirk is the one that was killed by somebody from the left. Kirk was demonized. Conservatives are feeling demonized. The them versus us, the whole premise of calling people Hitler is, this is not a normal conversation. You must do whatever you can to resist and stop this. It's bizarro world to hear that, and then to hear how the book proceeds. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line, hit us, something Southern. All right, is what we're looking for. And we'll start to take a couple of them. We have in about a half hour. Just Scott Jennings last night on fire, really, with a panel who, A, refused to say that people are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk on Twitter and social media. B, people don't know what the motivation was. It's still too soon. But I have to play Mazie Hirono, the befuddled senator from Hawaii, asking Kash Patel. Henry, you probably knew, you saw this morning, said, yep, I fixate on this, the pull-up. Why do people in the FBI have to do pull-ups? All right, I can't get enough pull-up information.
Yeah.
You know, take a look wherever you are right now. Take a look around you. Tell me how many people you think can do a pull-up, wherever you are, listener, male or female. Because some females can do pull-ups, but I think it's pretty difficult to imagine even 10 of anybody out there. Yeah. We'll play you Patel and Mazie Hirono. And it's the response, well, if you're going to chase a bad guy, you might want to be able to do a pull-up. How else are we going to test it out? It led to the difference between males and females. I mean, it's hard enough for the average male, but the average female doing a pull-up, well, you shouldn't have to do them.
Yeah.
How are you going to apprehend?
What if the chase, you know, what if you scale something, you have to pull yourself up?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's just like on TV, all those women seem to be, I think there's stunt women there. There's one woman that does all those TV shows and can do a pull-up.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people we'd have. The next event we had, I'd love to have. I want that short pull-up thing. That's what Henry and I want. Not jumping up to the sky. Oh, and by the way, Jordan Mailata is not as big as you think.
Oh,
I'll explain.
Stop.
That was my perception. Kirk, I wish you were here to rule on this.
Oh, boy.
Henry thought he was enormous. We were both sitting down yesterday. I'll explain the circumstance.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I thought he was just another employee out here. Now, he was playing a banjo with a guy filming him as he walked down the hallway.
All right. The fact that you called it a banjo kind of makes my argument, so maybe we'll get to that.
Okay. Was it a banjo or what was it?
Was
it
a guitar? Yeah.
Was it? Okay. I was a little bit off. I was just struck. Yeah, that guy looks pretty big, but I not the left tackle. No. All right, let's talk first about my friend and board-certified prostodontist, dentist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prostodontist joining the team right now in September. So if you're a patient, maybe you have a complex dental issue, this frees you up more time, more availability to deal with this. Maybe you've been putting off seeing a dentist and use an excuse, well, I can't make it then. No, take that away now. Or if you're a general dentist, you could use some backup on complicated cases. The Bentz Dental Group is now the number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. Thank God for that. Great progress in oral health with me. You can get on the road to that same great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule that appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com. All right, moments away, Scott Jennings joins us here on The Dom Show. Let's go to Gary in Newtown and kick it off, though, on the side question today. Some association with the South, person, place, thing, trend. Let's go to Gary. All right, Gary, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. You know, I can't stand the most is people that lie. And that really drives me insane. And I tried to get on yesterday, and these preachers and Larry Krasner just drives me nuts.
Well, yeah, the ministers are the ones that ought to be confronted, that they are, they're transactional. They know what they're getting from him, and they're shameless in allowing him to do this in their house of worship.
Yeah, and while I did listen yesterday, I did call in. Thank you for taking my call. I'll say that I dropped it. I won't get into what my answer was, but I'm glad it didn't go through. So back to while I was listening yesterday, and this is not my side question, but you mentioned something in the breakfast table that was brown and had black specks in it. It's probably my favorite thing about traveling, which in the South, which is a breakfast with biscuits and gravy.
I think there were biscuits and gravy, yes. Oh. Skip that on the buffet.
My side answer is the guerrilla warfare that came from the Swamp Fox, which helped us win the Civil War.
The Patriot, based on that, the Swamp Fox, Marion. Yep, without a doubt. All right, Jordan Malata. Yeah, one of the great parts of this job is you never know what celebrity you might run into. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was going to be in studio. He's usually on the phone with our guys down the hall and Spike Eskin on WIP. So I saw him walking around here, Henry, before you did, because your back was turned. But also I saw him earlier. I thought he was an employee, a new employee or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And from where I was sitting, despite playing the guitar, now look, the salesman that was with him is not a big guy on top of it. So,
no, I can see that.
I got to say, he is so fit. I didn't think I've been around bigger guys. John Runyon felt bigger than me. It was like moving a Coke machine at the height of Runyon. This guy just looked big, but so fit, not enormous.
Yeah, well, he's definitely slimmed down because I saw him here about 2 years ago here in studio, just getting off the elevators, and he was massive then.
Right.
So he's definitely slimmed down. I'll concede
that point to you
that he does look
a bit
thinner.
Didn't seem that tall. Was he taller than Dan?
Definitely.
Just
with like the broad shoulders.
Yeah,
I mean they probably are like the same height around there, but I'd probably give the edge to Jordan.
Yep,
I'd have to. He just towers.
And I was thinking this hallway's kind of narrow. Imagine trying to get around him because the football field, you don't have much more space than the hallway here to maneuver.
Oh my god!
And you have guys almost that big all piled together, congested, and then the tush push. And he's on the other side facing you. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But to prove the point that he actually is as big as we think he is,
yes.
Before we went to break here, you said that he was holding a banjo in his hands.
Yeah.
That's how big he is. He makes a full-sized acoustic guitar look like a banjo.
Okay,
honestly, I was texting people when I saw him. I was like, it looked like he was holding a large ukulele at best. Like
I would say
He dwarfed that guitar. And he can play it, too, which is because that's how I heard him coming. I was like, who is coming down the hall?
Oh, he can sing, too, without a doubt. So file that. If you see Jordan, don't be, he's not a giant. I wouldn't say disappointing. He's much fitter than I thought he was.
Oh, he's definitely in maybe the best shape of his career.
Oh, yeah. It looked unbelievable. So I'd like to see a parade of these guys coming at you to see they have a sense of what it's
like. Well, yeah, I'd say the biggest person I've seen was Chuck Everson. He was the backup center in that Villanova 1985 team.
Right.
He's 7'1". He's probably, you know, he's put on some weight since his playing days. He was a massive human being. That's the biggest person I've ever seen.
Well, if you see Nick Foles, he is 243 in the program, and he looked like pretty much a thin guy. That's when it's frightening to me. All right. If you see him, you can tell us who's right, Henry or me. Henry's back was turned. It's true. He engulfed. I thought it was a ukulele or something. All right. Coming up, Scott Jennings will be here. Angry Scott from last night with Montel Williams. Hit us on the side question, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.